Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2157 with a release date of Friday, March 1st, 2019. To follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. A global yacht race is marred by a new radio scandal. Registration opens for CPAC. And a Danish artist mixes ham radio and music on stage. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline number 2157 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Bloomington, Indiana, here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
We open this week's report on the high seas, where a skipper in the prestigious Golden Globe yacht race was sanctioned for misuse of his onboard amateur radio. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has been following that story.
The Golden Globe yacht race, already plagued with reports that some sailors were using bogus call signs, operating illegally on amateur radio frequencies, is now beset with a new challenge. A recent report cites one of its competitors, Uku Randmaa of Estonia, who is in third place. An article dated the 21st of February on the mysailing.com.au website relates sanctions against the skipper for breaking rules that forbid outside assistance. He's heard in a recording received at race headquarters on the 19th of February asking a ham radio operator for weather routing details, and which he received. Although satellite phones and GPS are banned in this 50-year-old retro race, sextants, paper charts and wind-up chronometers are permitted, as is the licensed operation of amateur radio. Outside assistance, however, is not permitted. The race chairman, Don McIntyre, told the sailing publication, "The skippers know that while they can ask for public weather information, weather routing, that is, given directions on where to go, is strictly banned." The Estonian sailor told the race committee he did not fully understand that the information involved routing, and the committee gave him a 72-hour penalty rather than disqualify him. The sanctions came on day 234 of the non-stop around-the-world race, according to the Golden Globe website. The remaining sailors are to finish the competition in Les Sables d'Olonne in western France, where the first and second place skippers arrived on the 29th of January and the 1st of February, respectively. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
There's some extra excitement in the northwestern U.S. as amateurs prep for a major convention on the Pacific coast. Kevin Trotman, N5PRE, has that story.
If you're thinking of attending CPAC, the ARRL, Northwestern Division Convention, the earlier you register, the better. Early bird registration prices are in effect now through the 15th of April for hams who sign up online. Early bird registrants are being given a bonus entry into prize drawings as well. CPAC is taking place May 31st through June 2nd at the Seaside Convention Center in Seaside, Oregon. As usual, workshops and social gatherings will cover an array of topics, some of them on newsworthy events and others on cutting-edge technology. The Saturday DX Lunch will offer a talk on last year's Norfolk Island de-expedition, and the Saturday Evening Banquet will feature Jerry Ellsworth, AI6TK, as the keynote speaker. Seminar topics will include the CW way of life, why Morse matters in an FT8 world, legal issues, remote-controlled radios, and an introduction to digital amateur television. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, plans to attend along with CEO Howard Mickle, WB2ITX, and Bob Enderbitson, NQ1R. For additional details about the Pacific Northwest Gathering, visit the website cpac.org. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Kevin Trotman, N5PRE.
The global ham community has lost two more of its prominent members. We hear first from Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
The founding president of the Lamakan Amateur Radio Club in Hyderabad has become a silent key. Krishnamurti Nagarajan, Victor Uniform 2 Kilo November November, who was known as Rajan, had been known as a mentor to many in the amateur radio community. His best students, in fact, included himself. A student of commerce, he had taught himself in the field of electronics. A report in the Telangana Today newspaper noted that Rajan was believed to be one of the few hams in Hyderabad who used SSB during the 1970s, which was a time when amateur radio operators were more active on AM and CW. In postings on social media, many friends and fellow amateurs recalled him as a superb home brewer who knew his way around tube radios as well as newer gear. He was described as well as a supporter of newcomers to the hobby, whom he would contact on Echolink, and he enjoyed eyeball QSOs. Rajan died on Saturday, the 23rd of February, at the age of 72. Vale Rajan. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Jason Daniels, VK2LAW.
Another noted amateur became a silent key here in the U.S., and Stephen Kinford, N8WB, has that report.
A longtime amateur radio operator honored by the ARRL and U.S. military veteran has become a silent key. Bill Thompson, W2MTA, a former ARRL Western New York section manager, had served in that post from 1980 until 1999. The ARRL presented him with the League's Knight Distinguished Service Award in 2009, an honor which recognizes section managers for notable contributions to the ARRL. He was a life member of the League. Bill was especially active with the National Traffic System and served as second region net manager chairing the system's eastern area staff. He had also served as an assistant director of the League's Atlantic Division. Licensed as a ham since 1952, he served in Korea as a member of the U.S. Marine Corps. Bill Thompson died on the 16th of February. He was 87. Varle Bill Thompson. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB.
A team of young hams is being assembled for the CQ Worldwide WPX contest March 30th and 31st. Co-leader Marty Soloway, NN1C, tells us how it all started.
The idea for this project came from Violetta, cam for ATT. Violetta was the one who approached Tim Duffy, K3LR, the owner of the K3LR Superstation, to make this go. She was inspired by her operations from PJ2T as part of the Dave Coulter Youth DX project and wanted to continue her operating career.
Planning is a major undertaking, but the team is fulfilling that role as well.
Part of multi-operator contesting is working together as a team to build a contest plan, as well as figuring out all the logistics for the actual contest operation. So as a youth team, we are internally handling all of the logistics regarding to flights, hotels, meals, contest scheduling, operator scheduling, station information and handbooks, and really making this a comprehensive effort. And we're taking this extremely seriously, and we hope our diligent planning will pay off. All of this being handled by fantastic youth, so we're really looking forward to that.
Marty also talked to me about the goals of this event.
We really view this as an excellent opportunity to get youth involved in amateur radio contesting, youth that already know how to contest, more experience, work together as a team, have fun, because we do this to have fun, right? And gain skill. So this is a activity in skill building, team building, networking, having a lot of fun on the radio, contesting. Hopefully this is the start of some bigger work to engage youth in contests in North America.
To provide funding for some of the young hams to get to the K3LR Superstation, a GoFundMe page has been set up. You can find it at teamexuberance.org. Youthful exuberance is, in fact, one of the core criteria we look for in candidates for the Young Ham of the Year. We just heard from Marty Soloway, NN1C, who is Amateur Radio Newsline's Young Ham of the Year for 2017. Last year's winner was Bryant Rascal, KG5HVO, of Montgomery, Alabama. We have opened up the nomination period once again and are in search of candidates who, like Marty and Bryant, have offered the amateur community the best of their talents. All information is available on our website, arnewsline.org, under the YHOTY tab. You'll be able to download a nomination form, which is due back to us before midnight on May 31st. Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the K5 VOM repeater in Greenville, Texas, on Mondays at 7:30 p.m. History was made in February on an Argentinian summit, and our own soda activator, Ed Durant, DD5LP, has been following that story.
The highest peak in the SOTA, Summits on the Air Awards scheme, at the current time is Aconcagua, at 6,962 metres above sea level, which has the reference LUMPH001 in the relatively new Argentina Mendoza SOTA Association. This summit was activated for the first time ever on the 16th of February 2019 by Tom Rudzinski, SQ9FVE, operating as LU/SQ9FVE. Tom is an experienced and skilled mountaineer, as required for such an undertaking. He planned the expedition carefully, including all necessary support. The climb to the summit began 13 days before the actual activation and included several stage camps and acclimatisation strategies. The actual activation took place at 1747 UTC and comprised of 5 QSOs on 2 metres FM, all with Argentinian chasers located around 90 kilometres away. In his post on the SOTA Reflector, Tom thanks all of his helpers, especially the local Argentinian hams. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Can you go back to school without actually going to school? Hams can, as Jim Dameron, N8TMW, explains.
If you've ever wished you could attend MIT, you now have your chance. The Massachusetts Institute of Technology's Radio Society is making a series of programs about radio available online through the school's independent activities period. The Radio Society is W1MX, MIT's amateur radio club. And it is arranged for 9 lectures to be made available on YouTube. These are intense courses, just what you'd expect from MIT, and cover such subjects as software-defined radio, propagation, radio astronomy, and radio history, for starters. If you want to attend, virtually of course, visit the website at w1mx.mit.edu/IAP-2019. Best of all, you can do this at your leisure, so you don't have to worry about oversleeping the start of the class, or even cramming for finals. You're already part of a fraternity of radio, so why not go to class, too? For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW.
Amateur Radio is taking center stage in Copenhagen, and some of its performance will be inside the Royal Danish Academy of Music. Here's Ed Durant, DD5LP.
Amateur radio is music to the ears of performance artist Helle Fuglsang, who will fill the city of Copenhagen with her 2 on-off events in the 9-day Pulsar project and will combine the sounds of both amateur radio and music. On March 7th at the Royal Danish Academy of Music, an amateur radio operator will transmit CW from the concert stage, causing lights to flash on the building's tower left over from its days as a radio studio. On stage, a musician will transform those radio sounds into notes. The programme continues on Saturday when Inge Lundin, OZ7AGR, and Petra Larsen, OZ7PR, will be calling CQ on SSB from Studiscenen in the Rosenorns Allee. The YLs will be joined by a composer combining original music with the recorded voices of YLs from around the world. Helle is not a ham, but her radio-powered projects were inspired by Bent Fuglsang, OZ4BF, who just happens to be her father, and who often appears in her performances too. This proud father instilled in her a love of the music of Morse code.
Why I got this idea, of course, because my father is a radio amateur. I have heard it all my life, and I love this, you know, spacey sounds, the delay, and people speaking, and but also with this Morse, because Morse, in somehow, my father told, he don't see point is long and short, but he hear it as a little beat. So it is music, it is a composition in itself.
Because Friday, March 8th is International Women's Day, the women's programme the following day not only includes Inge and Petra, but a musical work in progress that intermingles sounds of women around the world calling CQ.
It's not notes like Morse, but it's a musical part, and it's very personal. There's one piece that a young composer is doing, and it's called The Voices of the World, and it's female voices that she has been recording. Now we're trying to record the call sign of female radio amateur.
Hella's program is called On Off, in tribute to the pulsing signals of CW. Hella says the whole program also pays tribute to the spirit of amateur radio, which is to communicate without letting borders and personal differences get in the way.
The beauty, the very open-minded people who just want to call out to the world, and whoever is there, you want to talk to them, you know.
Yes, Hella, a whole world of amateurs do know, and thank you for taking note, musical and otherwise. For Amateur Radio Newsline, this is Ed Durant, DD5LP.
In the world of DX, listen for Johan, PA5X, operating as 5T5PA from Mauritania. He began his activation in mid-February and will remain on the air there for the next few months. Listen for him operating sideband, RTTY, and FT8 on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs OQRS, or via his home call. You have a few more days to work Mateo, IZ4YGS, who is in Ghana operating as 9G5GS. He will be on the air there until the 13th of March. Listen for him operating during his spare time using FT8 on 80, 60, 40, 30, and 20 meters, QSL via EQSL, or direct to his home call. Dagmar DM7PQ and E51NPQ, and Rainer DL1AUZ and E51AUZ will be on the air holiday style from Rarotonga in the Cook Islands several times. Listen for them on March 9th through 11th, March 13th through 25th, March 27th through 31st, and finally April 2nd through 11th. And on a general note, those interested in DXing and contesting may be interested to hear that the official documentary film about how WRTC 2018 came about has been released. It gives an insight into the organization and management work, and of course, coverage of the actual event along with opening and closing ceremonies, and can now be watched at tinyurl.com/WRTC2018-film. Finally, while Denmark audiences are seeing radio paired with music, visitors in London are experiencing ham radio as a work of art. We close with this report from Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
If you've got your license, you're already acquainted with the art of amateur radio, but how familiar are you with amateur radio as art? A trip to London's Tate Gallery should help you answer the question. American sculptor Jennifer Allora and Cuban sculptor Guillermo Calzadilla have teamed up to create a work on display there known as 10-Minute Transmission. Using wires that are attached to a ham radio transceiver, the sculpture is modelled on the International Space Station, and yes, it sends and receives radio signals, which it transmits right there in the gallery, thanks to the Kenwood TS-2000 rig the pair use in their creation. The work's title refers to the window of time in which the ISS can be contacted by radio when it passes by a certain point on Earth. Although the space station completes its orbit every 90 minutes, it passes close enough to antennas for reception just twice daily. ARIS, amateur radio aboard the International Space Station, often books this precious brief two-way communication between schools and ISS crew on board the space vehicle well in advance. Notes on the artwork indicate that the sculptor's goal was to examine, quote, the space of encounter between people, unquote. For visitors to Tate who happen to encounter it in the gallery, that message is delivered much more directly and hopefully with a 5 and 9. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
With thanks to Allen Labs, Amateur News Weekly, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, Golden Globe website, Hap Holly and the Rain Report, MIT, mysailing.com.au, Ohio Penn DX Bulletin, QRZ.com, CPAC.org, Southgate Amateur Radio News, Tate Gallery, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, Telenaga Today, Wireless Institute of Australia, WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners. That's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Please send emails to our address at newsline@arnewsline.org. More information is available at Amateur Radio Newsline's only official website at www.arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Neil Rapp, WB9VPG in Bloomington, Indiana, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2019, all rights reserved.